Chief Justice Shirley Abramson says the goal of the task force she's pulling together is to find better ways of dealing with a problem all states face. She says the number of mentally ill inmates in county jails is the clearest example of what needs to be fixed.
If you talk to some sheriffs, they will tell you that they're running the largest mental health institution in the county. So we're seeing people with mental health issues in the jails, and at a very expensive rate of maintaining them in the jails when they need a mental health facility or treatment.
Abramson says she'll be pulling together judges, medical experts, and sheriffs to tackle the issue, and the Department of Corrections will also be involved in looking for ways to potentially divert some mentally ill inmates to community treatment programs. Funding for the task force comes through the Maryland-based Council of State Governments. CSG Justice Coordinator Lauren Omquist says 7 state chief justices carried out similar projects last year. One result in Texas, she says, was to give jail staff access to state mental health records.
These jail personnel can look up a person's record and see if they're flagged as having had prior contact with the state mental health system. And this means that these people can be kind of fast-tracked towards further assessment or treatment, or possibly, and this is the hope, brought back to community treatment.
3 other states are working on similar task forces this year. Teams from Wisconsin, Delaware, New Hampshire, and Idaho will meet in January to compare notes on their progress. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.